I'm Danny Brown, and you're listening to Life Through a Dram.
Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week I'm having the old faithful of Ardbeg time. It's still very much winter here in Port Sydney with minus, I don't know, 12, minus 15 being the average temperatures. So having a nice warm, you know, Isla whiskey that really warms the cockles of your heart, to give a good British saying, is certainly the whiskey for me. So Slangevar. Funnily enough, talking about cockles of your heart being a British saying, I'm not sure how much longer that'll go on. Obviously, last week, that was the UK stepped away from the European Union in the Brexit deal. So there are a lot of changes coming in the UK soon. There's a lot of, you know, different things going on with passports and what's going to happen with Scotland. Are they going to go for their own, you know, independence again? And is Wales going to follow suit? Is Northern Ireland going to be eaten up by Southern Ireland and just become one single island now? There's a lot of things going on and going to be happening soon. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. But this week, I just want to talk about the Super Bowl. And yes, I guess there's a lot of people talking about it and having one more person add their thoughts to it. It's just overkill. But if you're still interested, I'd like to share my thoughts anyway. I don't watch the Super Bowl. I'll be honest, I'm not an NFL fan. I haven't really been an NFL fan as such. My knowledge of what I call American football, being from the UK, is from the Madden video games from the 1990s on the Sega Genesis, or Mega Drive, as it was called over in Europe. And that's about the only knowledge I have of the rules, how it's played, etc. Obviously, I'm aware of the, you know, the importance of the Super Bowl and how the teams all, you know, come together to try reach it every year, and the importance of winning the famous trophy. But I'm just not a fan of the NFL. And it's been that way for a while, and I'll tell you why soon. But to take it back to the halftime show this year, it was by Shakira and J-Lo, you know, two Latina musical artists that have been around for a few years and look awesome. I mean, they're 43 and 50 respectively. And I think that's a thing that, thankfully, a lot of people have taken away from the halftime performance. You've got two middle-aged women looking great and, you know, completing moves and putting to shame a lot of younger people with the fitness and the energy levels they have at the show. So it's good to see that being picked up as well. But I'm not a real fan of the NFL, so I don't really watch the halftime shows. I'll see who's on there maybe, and maybe watch on YouTube later on. But since I'm not really a fan of Shakira or J-Lo's music, I wasn't that interested in listening afterwards. But I saw all the backlash that was starting to take shape around the performance at halftime, and how a lot of people were complaining about the fact that both Shakira and J-Lo were wearing shudder, skimpy outfits, and, you know, making suggestive dancing moves. And I think J-Lo was on a pole to, you know, to show off the pole dancing moves that she'd learned for the, I think it was the Hustlers movie that came out either earlier this year or maybe last year, about the strippers that took on customers and robbed them, I believe. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard it's a good movie, actually. Anywho, back to the halftime show. So I started seeing a lot of people posting on social media about how they were appalled at the show and how the NFL and the Super Bowl, etc., and the halftime performance wasn't family-friendly anymore. And I was a little bit taken aback by that, because I've written before, when I was still blogging back in the day, I've written a few posts about the NFL and how I think it's an organization that is anything but family-friendly. You had the Michael Vick's issue and you know, outcry about his dogfighting when he was found guilty of, you know, running dogfighting shows at his on his property. You had Ray Rice, who, you know, knocked out his then fiancée in an elevator because he didn't like something he said. You've had numerous examples of NFL players, you know, with violent backgrounds. You had Aaron Hernandez, for example. You also had I think there was a running back, I can't remember his name, but he abused his child by beating him with a stick. You've had so many examples of misogyny from the NFL. And then obviously you've got the Colin Kaepernick uproar, where Colin Kaepernick has been basically ostracized by the NFL because he's, you know, taken a stand or taken a knee to, you know, speak out about systemic racism across the US and police violence towards people of color and minorities. And since then, he's not been with an NFL team, and it's just one big mess. So I've spoken about this and many other things about the NFL over the years, and I just found it, I don't know if it's like hypocrisy or irony or just lack of awareness, ignorance, whatever, but to complain about two female artists that were, you know, performing as their culture performs, you know, the music, the dances, the moves, etc., and to hear this backlash against them because it wasn't family friendly, when the whole organization has consistently shown it's not been a family friendly organization for a long time, unless racism, sexism, misogyny, child abuse, you know, spousal abuse, and like murder and dogfighting, unless all of that is now classed as family friendly, then maybe I've missed a point there. And you know, the thing that really I had to laugh at is I saw some people talk about the skimpy outfits and how, you know, J-Lo and Shakira were shoving their lady bits into the camera, etc. So it's the camera people, the cameraman or whoever's on the camera, they'll take out the camera positions led by their producers in the TV studio. So you can't really blame either J-Lo or Shakira for, you know, a TV producer trying to get a specifically erotic stroke sexy shot, if that's, you know, what they were trying to go for. But then there's the other part of it as well. You've got cheerleaders for NFL teams and American football teams in general, and who they're generally made up of teenagers or very young, you know, young women who have to weigh a certain weight or they won't get on the cheerleading team. They have to look a certain way. They have to behave a certain way. Oh, and lo and behold, they have to wear skimpy outfits that show off a lot more flesh than what I saw from the pictures being shared on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, etc., of what both J-Lo and Shakira showed. So it's just many, many levels of hypocrisy that I guess it shouldn't come as a surprise, because it seems that there's one rule for women acting positively and strongly and with confidence, and another rule for men who want women to look sexy and hot, but only by their standards. And it just, come on, really? You know, just come on. Anywho, guys, like I say, I'm sure you're sick to death of people talking about the NFL halftime show, the Super Bowl halftime show. But I just wanted to share, you know, some thoughts and just make you think a little bit on, instead of us, you know, pulling people down for celebrating a culture and celebrating their, you know, confidence and their positivity, let's celebrate the fact that they are celebrating their culture, they're proud of who they are, where they came from, and let's have more of that, as opposed to some, you know, old keyboard warrior fuddy-duddy sitting there saying, well, how dare they, you know, they're not cheerleaders, I'm not going to approve of this because they're clearly not. Cheerleaders are being too sexy. When you've got the cheerleaders and the NFL, which is a far from family-friendly organization to start with, you know, countering that every single day of the week. Anywho, guys, this has been Life Through a Dram. I hope you enjoyed the show this week. I'm certainly enjoying the whiskey whilst I, you know, warm myself up from the cold outside. And by all means, if you're enjoying this podcast, please, you know, leave a review. It's really simple to do. Just go to ratethispodcast.com/dram. And you can find out ways to leave a review on your favorite, you know, podcast channel. Anywho, guys, until next week, take care, be kind, and be nice to each other. Shalanjivar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.